The Holy Gospel appointed for the 17th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 17th chapter, verses 1 through 10. Jesus said to his disciples, "Temptations to sin are sure to come, but woe to the one through whom they come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were cast into the sea than that he should cause one of these little ones to sin. Pay attention to yourselves. If your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times in the day, and turns to you 7 times saying, 'I repent,' you must forgive him." The apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." And the Lord said, "If you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Will any one of you who has a servant plowing or keeping sheep say to him, when he has come in from the field, 'Come at once and recline at table'? Will he not rather say to him, 'Prepare supper for me, and dress properly, and serve me while I eat and drink, and afterward you will eat and drink?' Does he thank the servant because he did what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were commanded, say, 'We are unworthy servants. We have only done what was our duty.'" This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to forgive others as you have forgiven us through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. To forgive them even when they sin against us 7 times in the day. Yes, to forgive them not only once but 7 times in the day, and if necessary, even 77 times. When Peter asked Jesus the question, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me?" Up to 7 times. And Jesus answered, "I tell you, not 7 times, but 77 times. So Father, send your Holy Spirit into our hearts and minds today. As we obey the words of Jesus and forgive others when they have sinned against us, not only 7 times in a day, but if necessary, even 77 times. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 17, with special attention to verses 3 and 4. Pay attention to yourselves. If your brother sins, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times in the day and turns to you 7 times saying, "I repent," you must forgive him. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, if they sin against you and repent, you must forgive them. And yet if I were to ask you this morning, do we? Yes, do we forgive them when they sin against us? Think about it for just a moment before you answered the question. Yes, do you and I really always forgive them if they sin against us, not only once, but if necessary, 7 times in a day? And if we're honest with ourselves again this morning, the answer is no, not always. We must confess as we did again to the Lord through the confession and absolution that it's not easy to forgive them as Jesus has forgiven us. And why? Because of our sinful ego and our pride that always gets in the way. This is especially true when we have been hurt or wronged by someone. When we have been accused or criticized by others, and especially when we have been attacked, criticized, betrayed, or even slandered by others after we have put all of our trust in them. And when it happens to us, it hurts us deeply, doesn't it? Yes, it does. Let's be honest about that this morning. And then our first reaction is not to forgive them, is it? No, it's not. Our first reaction, even if they repent, is to hold a grudge against them, to fight back as hard as we possibly can, to take revenge and get even with them, to strike back and retaliate, to do what they used to do during the Old Testament times, the law of retaliation, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a hand for a hand, and a foot for a foot. That's what they used to do in the Old Testament. But not so when Jesus came. He changed that when he began to preach and to teach not only about forgiveness, but about love and kindness and mercy and compassion. That's precisely what Jesus emphasizes in our text for today. If your brother or sister sins, rebuke him or her. And if he or she repents, forgive him or forgive her. Not only that, and if he sins against you 7 times in the day and turns to you 7 times saying, I repent, you must forgive him. As a matter of fact, when Peter asked Jesus the question, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Up to 7 times. And Jesus responded saying, I tell you, not 7 times, but 70 times 7. As a matter of fact, we read in the Gospel of St. Matthew where Jesus says very clearly, you have heard that it was said, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. But I, Jesus, tell you, do not resist an evil person. If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if someone wants to sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. If someone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. Yes, Jesus says that we are not to resist an evil person. He says, turn the other cheek if necessary, to go the extra mile and never to turn them away. What a challenge for us. Yes, Jesus says that we are not only to love our neighbors as ourselves, but to also love your enemies and to pray for those who persecute you. As a matter of fact, Jesus even says, love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting anything back. That's what the Good Samaritan did when he helped a man who was not only a stranger to him, but his enemy. One who had been robbed and almost beaten on the road from Jericho to Jerusalem. Yes, even though this man was a Jew and considered him to be his enemy, the Samaritan still loved him and still took care of him and did not expect to get anything back from him. That was also true of the prodigal son, who demanded his part of the inheritance from his father before he left home. And when his money ran out, so did his friends. He didn't have a place to stay. He didn't have enough food. He finally came to his senses and went back to his father's home and asked for his forgiveness. Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. And how did his father respond to him? Did he throw him under the bus? No. Did he tell his son, get lost? I don't want you back in my home again. Did he tell him, son, I told you, but you just wouldn't listen to me. No, that's not what the father said. He said, for this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and he is found. Yes, his father forgave him as he ran to him and embraced him and kissed him. He didn't send him away empty-handed or expected to get anything back from him either. That's precisely what God the Father has also done for us, for you and for me. When he sent his one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer and die on the cross in our place, God the Father doesn't send us away either. He doesn't send us away empty-handed this morning. God the Father doesn't say to us, get lost, members of Shepherd and the Pines Lutheran Church. I don't love you anymore because you have sinned against me and disobey my commandments. No, that's not what the Father says to us. He forgives us. In the same way, the Father forgave his prodigal son. God the Father doesn't hold anything against you and me either. And he certainly doesn't expect you and I to give anything back except to repent, confess our sins, and believe in his forgiveness through his Son, Jesus Christ. Yes, God the Father loves us and he forgives us even though we really don't deserve it. We really don't merit his love and forgiveness through his Son, Jesus. As a matter of fact, when Jesus was persecuted by his enemies, he never retaliated or fought back. And he certainly never took revenge. Instead, Jesus loved and forgave them. Those who hated him, those who attacked him, those who criticized him constantly, and finally nailed him to the cross. And they yelled at the top of their lungs, crucify him, crucify him. Away with this man. Jesus even forgave those who cursed him, made fun of him, at the foot of the cross, as he was in agony, as he was in pain, and as he cried out to his father, saying, Father, why have you forsaken me? Yes, Jesus didn't hold anything against them either, but looked down from that cross and said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. That's what you and I are encouraged to do today. The words of St. Paul in his letter to the Colossians, listen to it very carefully. forbearing one another. And if anyone has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And then the words of Paul in his letter to the Ephesians. Let all bitterness and wrath and clamor and slander be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other as God in Christ Jesus forgave you. Now, what about us again? Yes, what about you and me? Do we always forgive others when they sin against us? Or do we sometimes fight back, retaliate? I hope not. I hope and pray that we become more like the Good Samaritan, that we become more like the father for his prodigal son. Finally, that we all here become more like Jesus in his great love, mercy, kindness, compassion, and especially his forgiveness. Yes, to forgive others as God has forgiven us in Christ Jesus. Yes, today we bring our sins and our guilt to Jesus to wash our sinful stains as we partake again of his true body and his true blood in the Holy Sacrament for the forgiveness of all of our sins and the gift of eternal life through faith in Jesus as our Savior. May God bless you in your walk, your faith, your trust in Jesus, to forgive those who sin against you, even if necessary, 7 times in the day, or 70 times 7. In Jesus' name, and for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of his Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.